Time for our weekly visit with our good friend, Dr. Frank Bowling. We call it Creating Wellness every weekday, every Thursday, I should say, at this time. Doc Bowling at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Not only am I a satisfied spokesperson, but also a very satisfied client as well. Doc, let's call it what it is. I'm coming back today as well. Three straight days. I was in pain, Doc. I was in pain. I mean, you've said this numerous times. If you've got back pain, you're just not fun to be around. Everybody around you knows that you've got back pain.
That's exactly right. When you're in pain, it's all about relief. You're not concerned about creating wellness, Duane. You're looking for relief, and I get that. I understand that. But as far as creating wellness, you know, I've been thinking about that. And of course, there's a lot more to creating wellness than getting regular chiropractic care. Of course, that's a critical piece of it. Should be for everybody. But there are other aspects. Number one, of course, is what we put into our bodies. We want to put the good things in and not put the bad things in. And unfortunately, you know, most of us are eating a lot of processed food, and you don't want to do that. You know, I always used to tell people, I've been in the, you know, the nutrition business a couple times in my career, and I used to tell people, walk into the grocery store, go all the way around the outside walls and leave. Don't go down those middle aisles. If it's in a box or a bag or if it's processed in any way, you want to hold that to a minimum. So pretty much lean protein, fresh fruits and vegetables is what we ought to eat. We ought to try to eat as naturally as we can, you know. The meat can have a lot of chemicals in it depending on where you get it and how it's raised. Same way with the fruits and vegetables. So, you know, that's a really deep subject. But we don't want to have any more chemicals in our bodies than we absolutely have to, and that has to do with food. It has to do with medication as well, you know. We were talking about relief just a minute ago, and a lot to be said for relief. I never say never. If you're in bad enough pain, maybe you have to have some medication, but it doesn't get to the cause of the problem. And the unfortunate thing about medication, for every effect, there's a side effect. And sometimes the one of the possible side effects is the very thing that you're taking the medication for. So you got to act like you got some sense and educate yourself on that stuff. And that's critically important. And then, of course, exercise. Exercise is a big deal. You know, Duane, I'm a regular exerciser, and when I had this foot surgery a month ago, you know, I wasn't able to go several days in a row, and I'm laying around the house, and boy, you can tell pretty quickly if you're accustomed to exercising and you can't do it, you start to lose that pretty quickly. And you may not be aware of this. I read this several years ago, that a person who is overweight, who is exercising regularly, is going to live longer and be healthier than a thin person that isn't exercising. Now, that might be surprising to some people, but, you know, I go to the gym and I see some people in there that have a weight problem, and they're in there every day, and they probably are thinking, man, am I getting anywhere? You know, is this doing me any good? You know, some people, I can kind of eat whatever I want, and I think I'm getting away with something. I'm really not, because I'm not going to be healthy if I don't eat right. But other people, they look at a carbohydrate 100 yards away, and they gain 5 pounds. So I sympathize with that. I've worked with weight loss with patients in the past, and I understand that's not fair and it's not right. But the point is, if you exercise regularly, you're going to be healthier than somebody that doesn't, regardless of your weight. So that's critically important. But, you know, getting back to chiropractic, you know, I always say if you're in alignment and you're exercising, it's going to help keep you in alignment. If you're out of alignment, exercising can actually aggravate the problem. So if your hip's out of place and you're in the gym, you might be aggravating that problem. Same way with eating right, you know. When I got into chiropractic, actually started chiropractic school over 50 years ago now. You know, we chiropractors, we didn't get a lot of respect in the medical profession, and it's come a long way, and I have a good relationship with the medical doctors now. But even today, most doctors are not going to recognize the impact. You know, I've talked in the past about my zone technique, the impact that the adjustment has on things like glandular function and the body's ability to eliminate toxins and byproducts of metabolism and digestion and circulation. It affects everything. And so if you're eating right and there's interference in your nervous system, your body is not going to utilize that food or eliminate those toxins the way that normally would be able to. And of course, Bowling Chiropractic, regular adjustments, $20, Dwayne.
$20. I mean, like I said, not just a spokesman, but satisfied customer as well. And people are buying into it, Doc. People are buying into it. I see people coming in and out all the time.
Yep.
No, just one quick piece of paper you fill out if you're not a first-time customer. A little bit more if you're a first-time customer, but right. Not much. And then you give the $20 bill, and they call you back, and you're on those nice tables. And
you were praising those tables the other day because you didn't have to climb on. You got to ride down.
I'm telling you right now, that's
worth a lot.
I'm telling you right now. How do they get a hold of you, sir?
254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week, and I'll see you in a little while.
Yes, sir.